Hi everyone. That's been a busy day so far. I cannot relax, at least in my prayer time anyway, which is at 5 o'clock. Today I went to the hospital to drop the sleep apnea equipment off. I unfortunately found out that that whole machine thing didn't work, so my night full of cables was pretty much for nothing. Partly because of the battery of the machine died, partly because maybe I did something wrong or I pulled a cable. I don't know what it. I'm not going to get all frustrated about it. They gave me another device now, which is much easier. It's a little wrist thing with a finger sensor that will monitor my heart rate at night. So I'm going to use that for a while, for two nights. Hopefully, get one of Kim's colleagues to drop it back off. Sorry, Kim's our support worker, by the way. Anyway, so then I went to town, got a nice little handbag in a shop that had a half price sale. So I'm really happy about that because it's a small handbag that's got a shoulder strap where you can put. You can put the strap diagonally. I can't pronounce this. Diagonally, you know what I mean, across your shoulder, which makes it easier for me to carry it, and it's fit nice and small. And I went home for a while, and I went to college to get my hair done. And oh my goodness, I look quite different now. If you had seen me 3 years ago, no, 3.5 years ago. When I first moved to England, my hair was very short, and it's about as short now, actually. I think I've realised that after, because my mum always told me, because my hair is so thin, I have to have it short to make it look like something. But I didn't believe her, so I had my hair long for a while. Now I realise, oops, mum was right. Short hair is best for me. And it feels better, so I'm pretty happy. Looks much different though. But everyone so far liked it, so that's all good. And now I can relax, and this is going to go off in a minute, so I better stop right there, and I'll probably catch you on Twitter in a few hours. That's it for me. Bye.